The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:05 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Texans out there practicing. Deshaun is out there. Deshaun was throwing a ball around. He was working with the quarterbacks. I don't know when team comes, we'll get a report on how much team play he gets. So very interesting. Nick Caserio said absolutely nothing, and it's par for the course. Nick Caserio never ever says anything. So I mean that he wouldn't even answer. No, we're not talking what
he'll do in the field.
What he's going to do? Nothing.
Whose responsibility is it to deal with Deshaun? None of it was. You couldn't pin him down on anything.
Yeah. So I mean nothing. So whatever, Nick. We can see with our human eyes what Deshaun is doing. You can say yes, he'll participate. That's all he had to say. Yeah. He'll participate in drills. Yeah. That's all. I mean,
or
honestly,
not.
Or not participating. Well, he is participating, though.
Yeah, I'm saying, but if he wasn't going to before we knew that he would, or not. Either he is or he isn't. I don't know what the problem is. We all know. Is he operating like we don't know the situation? Like everything? Like, well, I'm not going to comment on speculation. We all know the deal. Your quarterback doesn't want to be here. Your quarterback has 22 separate allegations against him civilly and another 10 criminal complaints. Are we stupid? Do we not know what's out there?
We're not saying anything. It's so bad to get a GM that like from the New England. It's the New England model. We tell you nothing. You're an adversary. It's not as opposed to just telling the truth.
As if all the secrecy.
Just tell the truth.
As if all the secrecy was the reason they were winning. No, number 12. You know what? You know it's a pretty open secret. Number 12 is the reason you win games. All that other stuff, sure. Fine, you put your guys in the best position. But 12 is the reason you win. We all see it. I think you could have done without the secrecy and still won a lot of football games. Instead of being so locked into not saying anything when it's clear, the things are just clear. People are just trying to get obvious answers from you, and yet you won't do it. All right, great. You better win some games. Maybe not this year, but get to it in 2022.
So there's that. The Astros with a big, big move yesterday, getting Kendall Graveman. Basically, it's Kendall Graveman and getting rid of Joe Smith's contract.
Which was nice.
Which helps.
Or just removing Joe Smith as an option for Dusty.
Yeah. That is even, you're right, even more so. Jim Crane's like, yeah, thanks for saving me some money.
Yeah, I don't care about that stuff. No. That's Jim Crane's money. But keeping Dusty from hitting that button, the Joe Smith button, that's awesome.
That's unbelievable. And that they took it on, it's even more unbelievable. But you gave up Toro, you got team control next year, and then 3 years of arbitration. So you gave up a guy that could possibly, you know, come through in the future. Mm-hmm. He's shown signs. Abraham Toro was a nice piece when Bregman went down, much better than Robel Garcia, and Led Mestias wasn't there. So Toro came up with some big hits for you.
I hope for Seattle's sake, well, really it's my Schadenfreude's sake, that news filtered through their clubhouse about a trade. And guys are getting excited, and then they heard word of what the trade was and the reaction. I hope that's how it went down. I don't need the initial punch of them trading away their one of their top relievers. I need Kyle Seager to get a little, all right, we did something. And then he finds out what it is and the utter disappointment that had to filter through that clubhouse. That's what I hoped happened.
Well, they were pissed, that's for sure. And you know what? They might be better. They may be better off with Abraham Toro because Kendall Graveman has shown no. Listen, this is far and away the best this dude has ever been. It's 30 games in, and he is one of the best relievers in baseball. And there was no indication before this season that Kendall Graveman would be one of the best relievers in baseball. Zero.
No, he had been the opposite of Craig Kimbrell. Like Craig. He had done what Craig Kimbrell had done these last 2 years for his entire career. Like, he's having a renaissance, but Kendall Graveman was like, oh, that's just who you are.
Yeah.
You just stink.
Yeah.
And then he's having this great year. And if you're the...
Maybe something clicked.
Possibly.
It's a contract year, too.
And if you're a... And if you're the Mariners, you're thinking to yourself, this guy's been really good. Do we really want to pay him? Or do we believe this is a one-year deal and let's go find some piece that we have team control over for longer? Because the expectation would have been, particularly if they finish out well, you can't let that guy go. He was one of your big pieces. I don't think they want to pay that guy.
No. Let's get Miguel is back. Now, we went to him before, and now he's been sitting here a while. So let's see what Miguel apologize, Miguel. But we went to you before. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. No worries. I tried to get on, and the call dropped, but I'm glad to be back.
All right, man. What's going on?
No, I just wanted to talk a little bit. I know we passed it a long time ago about the whole Simone Biles situation, and I was just wanted to talk a little bit about it and just say that I know we talk about, you know, the GOAT statuses of many other teams like the Tom Brady's and the LeBron's and the Jordans even, and I just wanted to remind, like, everybody listening that, I mean, Jordan retired in under contract because he couldn't handle the stress and workload of basketball and his, you know, gambling and drinking addiction, that he had to go and go to baseball. I mean, he earned the right to do that because he sacrificed so much and achieved so much, and I think she's earned the right as well to sacrifice and from all the sacrifice she's made. And all the winning that she's done, she's earned that right to make that call for herself. And you also have to also remember the past couple of years, I mean, the whole sexual allegation stuff with her coaches, as well as, you know, her brother was involved in a homicide. So put all that stuff together and you get a pretty, pretty rough system, especially, I mean, she's 24 years old, grew up in the social media age. Even Jordan himself said that he wouldn't last in the social media age. The same reason why LeBron goes 0-30 in the playoffs. I mean, it's the same reason Tom Brady does as well. It's because media affects your mental health and the way that you perform. And to put all these people on a pedestal and expect them to perform over and over and over while constantly being on the spotlight is a little absurd, to be honest with you. And I just kind of wanted to point that out and give my opinion on that.
Yeah, I think the Jordan taking the year and a half off is a little different in that, you know, he'd already won three titles, but it was a season. He took off before the season. I mean, the Olympics is everything in this sport, and to on the day of the competition to abandon your team, it's a little bit different. Now, with why she did it, you know what? She couldn't. Whatever the reason is, she just couldn't handle it at that point. I don't know if it's because she was a victim, a sexual abuse victim. I don't know. If it's everything just all added up. She said the weight of the world was on her shoulders and she couldn't handle it and she wasn't performing well. She's got to live with the fact that she didn't perform for her teammates. And whether or not they'll never say anything about it. And some Allie Reisman and some of the other
former Olympians,
they came to her defense and everything else. Listen, whatever the case may be, why she did it, what you think of it, what she thinks of it, whatever, it's on her resume now. She backed out of the team competition. They didn't win gold. They possibly could have won gold. They didn't. And she, whatever the case may be, she's got to live with that. Whether or not it's her mental health issue, whether it was just too much pressure on her, whether or not she just wasn't performing well and she couldn't handle that. The spotlight is always on her, and that's not easy. They're certainly not easy. Whatever the case may be, she forever now has to live with that.
Yeah, I don't know how much it will mean, that particular part of it will mean to her. She seemed afterwards to say, I would have hurt my team by going out there. That, I mean, that's in the immediate aftermath. So
yeah, when she didn't feel it.
When she contemplates later what it meant not to perform, I guess, like you said, that'll be something that she'll have to work through if it's something to work through. Maybe she goes, hey, that's the best decision. I was going to go out there and screw my team over so I didn't compete. Okay.
I wasn't very good, yeah. So I didn't compete with.
Because yeah.
For whatever reason.
Whatever reason it'll
we
be.
Don't know whatever the reason is. We don't know what the reason is. And all of you, mental health, and she's a victim, and all of this stuff, you don't know what was in her mind. That maybe she just couldn't handle not being great. Or maybe all of it built up and she finally lost it. We know she wasn't losing it when she was winning gold medals or, you know, taking world championships and doing all of those things. We don't know. You don't know, and we don't know. So, you know what? All I know is that it's on her resume. That's it. Forever, it's for whatever reason. It's on Scottie Pippen's resume. It's different, but him not going into that game is forever on his resume. It just is. It's not going anywhere. And everybody can have their own opinion on it. She's the only one that knows. And she said she just couldn't do it. And so she didn't. What was neat, though, was she did stay out there the whole time. She didn't go and hide.
No, she hung out. She tried to give her the support that she could in any way she could. And like you said, that's a very personal thing that happened in a public environment because of who she is and what she's accomplished. And it's a personal decision that like it did affect others, particularly the women she competes with and for. And I don't know if there's much to say other than us guessing about stuff. I mean, we can have the conversation. That's what we're here for. But saying anything definitive about what it means, whether she's using it as a shield or whether it's real or not, well, I'm speaking from here and I don't know anything about the woman other than what the public persona.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give you a defined reason of what happened.
713-780-3776 to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk. We got peeps that want to get back in here, so we will do that. But right now we're talking about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. My man Keith Tate over there does a better job than anybody in this. It is not even arguable. Go to the box store and get that goal, or go to the sporting goods store and get that goal, and then take it home and put it up, because they're not doing that. Okay, so the installation is one of the keys to this thing, which is second to none. The product is second to none. The tempered glass backboard, the unrustable stanchion, the goal that you can raise and lower so the kids can actually enjoy it. It's not even arguable. The curb appeal, everything about this thing is the best goal, as opposed to other goals that you put out there, and it ain't as good, people. It just isn't as good. Now, if you're looking for the best goal, there's only one place to go, and that's ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com. Keith Tate does an unbelievable job. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever talk to. If you do get to talk to Keith, he is unbelievable. You will love doing business with Keith. You will love having the best goal. And the kids will love it, too, because they can actually enjoy it by lowering it and dunking and doing all the things, just having good fun. So you're looking for that goal? ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Not the only trade, Kendall Graveman. Randall Cobb's been traded. He has been traded.
Official, huh?
Apparently there's, I don't know if there's still haggling over compensation, but apparently he is a Packer. So there is that.
Do you think, because of the Packers' need apparently to get Randall Cobb to make Aaron Rodgers feel good in this happy place, that they actually got something for him? That the Texans actually got something for Randall Cobb.
Or they threw in Deshaun Watson to get out of that contract.
That would make Aaron Rodgers thrilled. They didn't have to trade it, Randall Cobb. They didn't appear to want to trade Randall Cobb, at least not immediately. And this is something the Packers did to make their star happy. They had to get something back, right? If it's a swap of late round picks,
whatever.
I'm not going to be upset, because what does it really mean? But you didn't get what you could have gotten. You know the Packers are trying to make their star feel better. Get a pick for it, at least.
At least something, even a sixth rounder.
Yeah, don't swap something. Late rounders.
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
That's
what
I'm saying.
It'll come out soon. What it is? Apparently, they just said They're just haggling. That's all. It's just a haggle. 713-780-3776. Jay wants to get in here next. What do you say, Jay?
Yeah, I want to touch on the small bio thing. I just heard y'all on the thing about it. But my thing, I'm a semi-pro coach and football and all. But, you know, like everybody's saying, you know, like if Tom Brady throw two interceptions and go out and say, hey, man, I don't feel good. I'm out of my mental state. You know, he's going to lose that GOAT title. And then he's going to get rammed every day in and day out. You know, I think he just straight up quit. You know, you're a professional. You're supposed to, this is the Olympics, this is the world's best. Sometimes you got to just suck it up and cry later. That's just how it goes. I know y'all on radio, y'all got to say a lot of stuff politically correct. I'm going to go ahead and say it for y'all. He quit on the team. And all the team was looking like, whoa, you know? So, I don't know, man. That's just not cool. And then on the Pakistan was getting Randall Cobb. That shows the Texans how you supposed to keep your quarterback. He say he wants this player. Give him the player, especially if you already got the player. But anyway, that's all. Y'all got a great show, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I do argue against the comparison to the quarterback, partly because, sure, they're a team of individuals doing individual things. What Simone Biles does affects the final score, certainly like a team sport. But it doesn't, like the quarterback throwing to the receiver affects how the receiver plays. The girl or the woman who's doing the floor exercise, that has nothing to do with Simone Biles. That's your individual thing, and the cumulative scores add up to it. I get what people are saying. It's not exactly the same.
The quarterback has nothing to do with what the defense playing well either.
Yeah.
That's right. So everybody's got to make their contribution.
But the performances are cumulative by what you do individually. The quarterback is directly affecting multiple people. And if your quarterback's not playing well offensively, it does affect your defense. It affects field position. It affects a lot of things. I get it. People are saying GOAT status. Tom Brady would never quit. I don't think they're exactly the same. Because you throw another girl in there, she's probably not as good as Simone Biles. But her performance doesn't directly affect the girl who does.
Well, your scores directly affect what the score is.
I said, I don't think
it's a bad analogy.
I don't think it's the same thing because I've already said why I don't think it's the same thing.
All right. Well, okay, let's say it was Jerry Rice, who's unbelievable, but he kept dropping balls. It doesn't necessarily just have to be the quarterback. It could be anybody. It could be Mike Trout striking out four times in a playoff game. It could be, you know, whatever the case may be. Listen, I see both sides. She quit on her team, and yet she might have done her team better, been better off not performing for her team because she just wasn't there mentally. But it is, listen, everybody's got their opinion on what it is, and you're going to have your opinion. All I know is that she's got this that she's got to deal with. Or not deal with people. A lot of people. Oh, she thinks she's a hero for doing it.
Yeah, I that's why when you talked about it last time, it did. I made me think about: is she really going to have to deal with this? It feels like most of the people talking about how this is a mark on her record are people who, you know, don't particularly care about gymnastics one way or the other. Well, they're not going to affect her directly.
Well, we talked about this in the media. If you aren't pro mental health, if you're not, you got to find out which way the wind is blowing before you make your opinion known. Otherwise, you're going to be ostracized in the media. You know, Clay Travis was obviously going to go one way, yes. And then the rest of the media is going to go another. You know, the mainstream media is going to laud her as a hero,
yeah,
because that is I gotta make sure that everybody's on board. I've got the politically correct answer. So what AJ did yesterday and what Clay Travis is doing is counter mainstream media because you're not all on board with everyone's feelings.
And particularly, you know, the counter thought as far as what is being pushed mainstream is something that will last. The fervor for this will last, what, 3 or 4 days? I guess if she actually comes back and competes in the individual stuff, not the all around, but the individual events, people may bring it back up. How could you quit on your team and didn't do this? But other than that, the negative view of this will last, what, a week, And will Simone Biles deal with that again until the next time she's in the public spotlight?
No, I don't know. I think, again, it's always on her resume. No, forever.
But the resume is being written by people who don't really care about a resume until something like this happens.
Yeah, well, mainstream media is going to delve into it. You know, and like, listen, she's been very openly talking about Larry Nassar. She's openly talked about it and given her feelings and everything else about it. This will be another one, though, that is going to be, and she's going to be a mental health advocate. And she's going to be looked to whenever anybody, like if Naomi Osaka happened now, we'd have to go to Simone Biles and see how she feels about that.
Well, that's,
she is forever, this is forever going to be something that is associated with
her. Well, that's because a lot of us are lazy in that particular way of doing things. Simone Biles had a moment. She's not a professional. Why are we asking her?
Yes, she is.
No. She's a professional athlete. She's not a professional therapist.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, why are we asking her?
Because she experienced it, and we have to know her feelings on it.
Do we?
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I don't.
Well, you don't.
Who does?
You don't. But
that's why I said it's lazy.
But Hoda is going to... Yeah, she's going to have to know
her ratings.
She's going to want to know about everything that she was feeling.
Hoda has a responsibility to get people to watch her show. Yeah. I understand that. But for people who are legitimately wondering about the... We don't have to go to Simone Biles. She's not an expert in the field.
She's an expert in quitting.
You said that.
She can give us her perspective.
Hey, we've all quit something, right?
713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here. I want to talk right now about Roman Health. Listen, GetRoman.com. GetRoman.com. If you're and slash John, by the way, GetRoman.com/John. It is the best way to handle your ED. If you're looking for a great way to fix this thing, well, to help it along anyway. I'm not going to guarantee that you fix it. What you do is you talk to a doctor. And the doctor will advise you whether or not medication is right for you. The doctor will tell you whether or not you it is going to be the best fit, the best treatment plan for you. And when he does, if he or she does, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping, which is awesome. Free 2-day shipping. Straightforward, and it's discreet. You don't have to go to the doctor's office. You do it right there on your laptop. You always talk to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. And then if it's right for you, you get your medication and you start to feel better about and treat your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Now, it's affordable. Let's go to GetRoman.com/John. Get $15 off your first month. There's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now. Save $15 in your first month of treatment. It's awesome. It's easy. It's discreet. It's wonderful. GetRoman.com/John.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:31 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is what y'all want to talk about, so this is what we're doing. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here. 713-780-3776. Who's next? It's Corey. What's going on, Corey?
Hey, guys. I just want to preface my first statement that, you know, I grew up with, you know, watching Carrie Strug and watching what she did in the 96 Olympics when she sprained her ankle and still went back out there and finished her last vault to help the team get gold. So, like, I'm all for the pushing yourself forward and giving up yourself for the better of the team. But when you look at Simone Biles as an individual, the thing that really gets to me here is that, like, a lot of people are comparing her to Tom Brady because they both call themselves the GOAT, And they both are. They're both two of the greatest athletes of all time. But with Tom Brady, imagine that someone told Tom Brady, well, you're so far better than every other quarterback in the league that we're going to spot the other team, you know, 14 points at the beginning of every game because you're just so much better than them. That's what they were doing to Simone Biles by saying, you're so much better than the competition that we can't give you the scores that you deserve because you're so much better than everyone else that it wouldn't be fair. So imagine having to go out there, put your all on the line, and you're doing these things that no one's ever been done before, that no one has ever done before. And like you have four moves that were named after you in the past year because no one has ever done these before, but they're saying they're so good, we can't give you the point value that they're worth, but we still want you to go out there and make sure that you win. And so to put yourself out there on the line and say, but we're not going to give you the full points, I mean, that had to give extra stress to her. And if you look at what she did in the preliminary round and the way she was pushing herself, and she goes out there in the final round and sees that she's doing the same thing, because I was watching both of them. You know, I report news over here in Beaumont where I live, so I've been following and watching it. And you just see the exertion that she was putting out there, trying to meet that perfection that everyone expects from her. That pressure just had to build up, and she realized, if I keep doing this, I'm going to hurt myself, and I'm going to destroy my team's chances. So I need to step back and let my teammates step up. And I've got to commend her for that, because I think that takes a lot of courage to step back and say, if I continue, my team will lose. I need to give them a shot to win.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you, Corey.
I did not know about the judging aspect of it. Like, she is so dominant that they have to make rules in place to temper her dominance to make it fair. Seems like that's the wrong way to do things.
Right.
Just let the dominant performer be dominant.
Yeah. I didn't know that either. Well, is she judged harsher than other competitors?
I don't watch gymnastics.
I don't know enough about it. Let's get Shannon in here. Hey, Shannon.
Good morning, fellas. Hey, not making fun of the mental health aspect of it at all, because that is a serious thing. But if we're going to do silly comparisons, because I love Hammer and Dale, let's say John, Lance, and Dale have a once-in-a-lifetime interview with Roger Goodell, and John and Lance decide not to come in for whatever reasons, and Dale has to do the interview on his own. It's in complete shambles because Dale is Dale, and David Gow is pissed and wants to figure out what the heck is going on. Well, what's Dale's argument? Was he left out there to hang out to dry because his teammates didn't help him? Or was he expected to bump up his ability and interview Roger Goodell and put that interview on the map for the company? So it's when you look at the team dynamics of this, no matter how we look at it, in one way or another, it is a team aspect to the final conclusion. And I think that's what we're missing. But if the young lady was having mental health problems, I understand that part of it. It's validated. But it does, no matter what, it does affect the final outcome and the consequences therein of those final outcomes.
So in your
my opinion, I'll let y'all talk.
Your comparison is that John, Lance, or Simone Biles?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
And the consequences therein.
Yes, pretty much.
If I'm Dell, Dell is Dell and he's screwing it up, at least I would know to turn down my radio.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Well, he turned it back up maybe because Shannon, he thought he was off the air.
Maybe Shannon is Shannon.
No. Maybe. Maybe we're Simone Biles.
Are you? And I'm the one who helped the team win the silver? Is
the
that
silver.
Who I am?
When you weren't very good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was better than Simone
Biles.
No.
I think that's a pretty
so
good analogy.
So I was better than Simone Biles that day.
Well, yeah, but Simone didn't even show up, so.
Well, like you guys most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yeah. I don't know if Shannon is aware, but every day is like what happened with Simone Biles. They barely show up, and I have to pick up the pieces. Brett to the show, here. Shannon.
I thought it was a great analogy. We're the mobiles, and you're the crappy gymnast.
He did call you quitters, though.
Yeah. Well, we didn't show up that day. Guess what? For the Roger Goodell. Okay? Now you got to step up your game.
Yeah.
Step up your game.
Yeah, it'd be very difficult to ask Roger Goodell questions.
Brett is here. What's going on, Brett?
Good morning, gentlemen. Now, speaking from as a former coach, I just want to let y'all know that the best way to compare this is like real bad yips in baseball. I mean, or golf, just to where you hit a wall and you just can't do no more. I mean, and tumbling is super mental and physical on the body. And when it comes to doing those high level skills, that if you don't have that mental side to hit that and run at that vault or do the beam skill, you're definitely going to injure yourself. I've seen kids at elite levels quit because they just got the yips real bad and just couldn't mentally recover from it.
Yeah. I don't know that she had the yips per se, or she was just a little bit. The yips is you can't even pull it back.
Yeah. What's the argument? Because I know we can all safely say she wasn't at her best that day. She wasn't feeling it. It wasn't going to go well for her that day, judging by the prelims and even her initial chance in the actual competition. So I guess most of the argument is whether it was a mental health thing or she just couldn't do it, so she stopped. That's the line in the sand for a lot of people.
Right. Well, this is a pretty good point. I wish the best for Biles, but I feel worse for the last gymnast that didn't get into the games because she just missed the cut. Has to be brutal watching Simone go, I'm not going to compete.
Well, that's the Sha'Carri Richardson thing. You know, people are like, she's one of the best. She should get the compete. Well, she's suspended and she didn't get to compete in the trials, which, you know,
so someone else gets to go.
So in this, that's why they didn't send her along, even though she's better than everyone else. She didn't do enough. She didn't do the prerequisites to get in. So they weren't going to remove someone else from the equation who did.
Right. Right.
So in this case,
Simone got there and took somebody's spot that could have been competing in the team competition.
Certainly.
Kevin is here. Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Kev?
Great show, guys.
Thanks.
So here's my counterpoint. Everybody is focusing on Simone Biles and her mental health. What about the girls' mental health that weren't good enough to make the silver? I mean, nobody even thinks about their mental health. I mean, look at a football team. Everybody keeps talking about football today. So who is the most popular person on the football team? It's always the backup quarterback. So, you know, he goes in, he wins a game here and there, and then he doesn't. And then everybody says, oh, well, that's why he's just a backup. I mean, now these girls, they're going to think, well, I'm not good enough to make the gold. I mean, for the rest of their lives, because – the other girl decided, hey, my mental health's not good enough, so I don't care about the mental health of the other girls.
See, I think someone brought up the point that, you know, they didn't win gold, but they were deemed the second best team in all of the world.
Right.
So I don't know how those women approach this particular event. Because Simone Biles is on the team, gold is the standard. But winning the silver medal,
it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. So I understand, Kevin, that the girls didn't reach that ultimate goal, but maybe they're like, you know what? I just won a silver medal in the Olympics.
I don't know how that's going to hurt their mental health.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
That you won a silver. Silver's pretty good.
Yeah. It's
not horrible.
No. You work all your lives and you win a silver medal in the Olympics. That's a pretty good reward for all your hard work.
Yep. Let's get one more in here. Eric, what's going on, Eric?
Good morning, muchachos. Yeah, I just got to say, the mom doesn't owe anybody anything. She went through a bunch of horrible stuff with that Larry Nassar guy, that dirtbag. So she's tough. She didn't call herself the GOAT. People are calling her the GOAT. So she don't owe these white folk Trumpskins any answers. She did her thing, and she's the best. Good show.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. Eric. It just says
it's either that or there's a girl named Samantha on the line talking about how great Eric is.
Yeah.
Either one. We'll get one or the other. Trumpskins or his stripper girlfriend. One of the two. Alleged stripper girlfriend.
All right. 10:42 ESPN 97.5. and 92.5. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7. Well, no. We got News of the Weird coming your way. Some weird Dell. A goat died from unnatural sex. We'll tell you about that.
Unnatural sex?
Unnatural sex. Yeah, a goat died from unnatural sex. It's really unnatural, if you want to know the truth. We'll tell you why on the other side.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This has got to be Eric's. This has got to be an Eric thing.
Are we taking a call during News?
No, we're not taking a call, but if it's Jackie's Amber, we want to talk. If it's Eric's Amber, we don't want to talk to her, okay? Because she's just going to say something stupid about Eric's prowess in the bed.
When has Jackie's Amber ever called?
Never.
So, do you think it's got to be?
If it's Amber, then it's a stripper, Eric stripper,
or you're just a random Amber calling in,
right?
So we apologize if you're not that person.
One of Fresno County's most prolific auto thieves has been caught. Dell, thank you.
Oh, great.
Francisco Melendez, 33-year-old man from Fresno, California. Apparently, he was arrested after he was caught stealing a truck carrying two porta potties. Is this a good getaway car?
It's not very inconspicuous. Seems like a thing that would draw attention.
It seems like if I'm looking after a stolen truck with porta potties on it, I might be able to find it. Because he's driving a truck with two porta potties on it, and it seems like there aren't many of those out there on the road.
No, if that description was given to law enforcement, pretty easy find.
Do you like Mila Kunis?
I mean, I liked her on That 70s Show, and she's in Book of Eli that I like, but I'm not following her or anything.
I know, but she's
fine. She's entertaining. She's funny in interviews. I like her.
And she's the voice on Family Guy.
Meg. Shut up, Meg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, that's her. Do you like that she's kind of stinky?
I didn't know that she was.
Well, apparently, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher have revealed that they don't believe in bathing themselves or their children too much.
Ooh, what is too much?
Like, often. Like,
are we talking once every week they bathe?
If you can see the dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point.
I can't believe this. Like, the kids, I get, whatever.
Why would you want people to know that, though, if it's not the truth?
Yeah, they're small children, whatever. But you're telling me you just walk around and depending on who you're around, people are going to catch a whiff of you? And you're just good with that? With no really acceptance that other people might not have they might have a problem with it. I don't want you walking around. Look, you are a famous actress. Sure, in your regular life, fine, you're not acting. But most people have an impression or a belief that you're a certain way. Do you really want to break that facade by stinking when you walk by them? Like, I didn't want to know that about Mila Kunis.
No. Apparently, Dell, if you're going to go and try to rob a Russian sex shop, you better watch out, because chances are you're going to get beaten with an 18-inch weapon.
Well, when you try to rob anything, there's a chance you're going to get beaten. But is this 18-inch weapon normally used for other things?
It's a large Bilbo.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm going to grab the biggest thing around to try and beat that armed robber, and guess what? It's going to be a big Bilbo.
Whew. I mean, I was thinking maybe you grab a whip first. I mean, you even can swing some handcuffs just because they're metal. They might cause some damage, but a giant rubbery Bilbo.
Yeah. Apparently, women are claiming that their breasts are getting bigger after getting the Pfizer vaccine.
Okay.
Do you think women now, it'll be more attractive? Or do you think maybe the government's making this up so that women will get the vaccine?
Well, I got a text from someone today who is going a different route than the Pfizer vaccine. Like, they're having their surgery today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe, how about all they had to do was get a free Pfizer
yeah,
shot?
Yeah, maybe it certainly would have been less expensive.
Yeah.
I think she might be going to your guy.
Oh, yeah? Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. The doc?
Yeah.
Not Glenville? He yeah. does it all.
I gave her a nickname that I made up. I can't tell you, or the name will be a giveaway. But I'll tell you. She didn't like it very much.
Apparently, a 45-year-old woman, owner of a goat, found the goat dead. And the cause of death appears to be that the goat died after having unnatural sex with a senior citizen.
Ooh.
He realized the incident at about 1:30 p.m. after hearing weird sounds coming from the animal. She then saw a half-naked man, whom she recognized, getting up from the goat before running away. When she got to the goat, it was already dead.
So this guy unnaturally sexed the goat to death?
I guess.
Man, what a...
Damn.
We talking about
a bad way to go from a 60-year-old.
So we're talking about things on people's resumes. If that's on your resume, I don't think you ever recover. If you kill a goat that way.
You killed a goat by having sex with it.
You quit the Olympics. That ain't the worst thing that could be on your resume.
There is a new trailer park opening in Mamou, Louisiana. Its motto is, bring your house and share your spouse. It's a swingers trailer park. Do you want to buy a trailer now and go swing in Mamou?
Depends on what the people there look like.
Hell, it is a trailer park, Del.
Yeah.
I don't know that J-Lo is going to be showing up anytime soon.
Not sure the ceiling's very high.
Yeah.
I just hope the bottom isn't that low, if I'm making that move. Yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm not looking to be involved. Imagine that. You buy a trailer just so you can be in a swingers environment, and you know the people there aren't going to be up to the standards you hope for.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
I'll pick something else.
I'll
pass.
I'll go elsewhere for my swinging. Michigan lawmaker. I brought this up earlier. He reported $221 of campaign spending money at a strip club. You know why? Because they have great lamb chops. He said, we have to meet people there sometimes. And it's awesome because they got great lamb chops. Do you think that you should be spending your campaign money on lamb chops at the strip club?
I think the use of the words, we have to meet people there sometimes, is interesting. Who says you have to meet them at the strip club?
If you want great lamb chops.
Okay.
Hey, I know a place with great lamb chops.
Then choose something else. Choose a place with something else. Great chicken, maybe at a restaurant.
Speaking of restaurants, apparently in Malaga, Spain, the southern coast of Spain, a man was not served by a restaurant. So what did he do? He came back with a harpoon.
Ooh.
Do you think that is the appropriate response to not getting service at a restaurant?
Well, how did they respond when he initially voiced his concerns? If they weren't very accommodating, sometimes you got to make a statement.
The man demanded a table at the restaurant but was visibly drunk and acting aggressively, so they refused him service. You know what I don't want? That a drunk, aggressive guy with a harpoon.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be a bad day for the servers. And and maybe the busboys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he uses the harpoon on the chef, or he takes out his frustrations on the servers?
Oh, I think it was the servers.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, there was a thief who first wanted some food, so he offered the grocer sex with his wife. But when he refused that, he decided to hold him at gunpoint.
Wow. Well, I guess. For the grocer, what she look like? Like, you're not just going to offer me sex with the trailer park swinger. Like, I got to see what this woman looks like. How's she going before I think it's valuable? I
can't imagine she's all that great.
If you're offering her up for groceries. Yeah.
for groceries? Like, how much in groceries?
Like, did the guy, could the guy not pay for a couple of sausage rolls and some links? And he's like, look.
What if it's a what if it's a microwave burrito?
What is he at, 7-Eleven? And he's offering, he said the grocery store. Well, he's only getting one microwave burrito?
I have a feeling he's not going to eat like a head of lettuce, tomatoes. That's true. He's
probably not buying Brussels sprouts.
No, he's not. I mean, if he's offering his wife up.
Hey, man, I just need some Pop-Tarts and a Hungry Man dinner. What can we get this done? Do you think he negotiated what the wife would do, depending on what he could get? Like if you let me get a whole chicken.
Hey.
Some chicken thighs, at least.
Now some extra stuff.
Yeah.
You get extra
stuff. We're negotiating here.
Right. I think he's a better trader than Bill O'Brien is.
Well, yeah. I don't.
That's not a tough bar.
No. What are we talking about here? No.
This is the worst excuse I've ever seen. When you fall asleep at a Taco Bell drive-thru, what do you tell cops? Man, I'm drunk.
Well, that's honest. You don't want to lie to the police. Isn't that against the law, too?
Well, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a great excuse, if you ask me.
Yeah, I would have said I just fell asleep.
28-year-old Sterling Heights. Guess what?
You're going to pay for
that. It's a DUI.
Yep.
We're done. 10:56. Charlie Pelillo's up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.